Brave New World.
E pluribus unum. Out of many, one.
Motto for the Great Seal of the United States.
Setting it straight.
Who discovered America? A. Christopher Columbus. B. Leif Erikson. C. Amerigo Vespucci. D. The Pilgrims. E. None of the above.
The answer is letter E. It's true that all the people above came to the Americas, but these Europeans didn't discover what they came to call the New World any more than bears discovered honey. The land was just new to them because they hadn't known it existed. Thousands of years before any European set foot in North America, groups of hunter-gatherers followed bison or woolly mammoths over a land bridge from Asia to present-day Alaska. Today, that land is underwater, but America and Asia are still only 52 miles apart near the Arctic Circle. These people might have arrived as many as 30,000 or 40,000 years ago. They were certainly here 15,000 years ago. Their descendants are called Native Americans or American Indians. Over thousands of years, American Indians spread through North and South America. Each group adapted to its surroundings and climate. In North America, Indians in the East, Upper Midwest, and Northwest hunted in the forests and mountains and fished in the lakes, streams, and oceans. Some farmed the land. They lived in wigwams or wood houses. On the plains, many Indian tribes hunted the bison that roamed the open prairies. They lived in teepees or thatched grass houses. And in the Southwest, some farmed and carved houses and cities into the sides of cliffs. There may have been between 50 million and 100 million Indians and more than 2,000 distinct cultures in North and South America.
Was Christopher Columbus the first European in the Americas?
Nope. As far as historians know, that title goes to the Norseman Eric the Red, who beat Columbus by a good 500 years. Eric the Red sailed west from Scandinavia and came upon Greenland in the year 982. He started a small colony there. Then, around the year 1000, his son, Leif Erikson, get it, son of Eric, sailed even farther west to what is now Canada. Leif and his men spent the winter before returning to Greenland. Other Norse colonists stayed for 3 years or so, but finding the native people none too friendly, eventually returned as well. The remains of what was probably their settlement, some houses, workshops, and a forge, can be seen today at L'Anse aux Meadows in Newfoundland. Though this was the first known European settlement in the New World, the Norse didn't leave a lasting impression. That was left to an enterprising sailor named Christopher Columbus.
Why don't all Americans celebrate Columbus Day?
Columbus landed in the islands of the Caribbean in 1492, hundreds of years after the Norsemen came to North America, and thousands of years after American Indians reached the continent. So what's Columbus Day all about, aside from getting a day off from school? Columbus's discovery of a land previously unknown to most Europeans changed the world forever. His arrival in the New World marked the beginning of an extraordinary era of European discovery, conquest, and colonization in the Americas. What's been called the Columbian Exchange brought together people who'd been separated for 15,000 years. These people began sharing ideas, foods, crops, animals, languages, cultures, and religions, enriching both the Old and New Worlds. Yet not everyone thinks this is something to celebrate. What was good for Europeans was devastating to American Indians. Europeans brought deadly diseases to the Americas that the natives couldn't fight off. Within 150 years, an estimated 85% of the American population had died. Perhaps 64 million to 85 million Indians. Nor did Africans benefit from Columbus's discovery, since many were later taken from their homelands to work as slaves in the New World. So Columbus Day marks a meeting of cultures that had both good and bad effects on the people of the world.